These interviews were taken on Sunday, the 15th of July 2007, with a couple of the activists who were involved in the action against Agrexco Carmel, the Israeli fresh produce importers, half owned by the Israeli state, based in Hayes near Heathrow. Hi, so it's 4:30. Can you tell me what you've been doing for the last 3.5 hours?
We've been trying to prevent war crimes.
And how have you done that?
10 of us entered the premises of Carmel and we had a wander about the factory and met their lovely, friendly employers who basically roughed us up a bit. We then locked ourselves to, unfortunately, a storage truck where there were no other proper delivery trucks about, which led them to delay operations. They attempted to remove us by... How to describe this? We're on a storage truck that can be lifted by a lorry truck. They tried to drive the lorry in. The problem was I was in between the lorry and where it was supposed to go to, and the guy did get a bit close. They were calling our bluff. I believe there was an action with flags as well. The Israeli flag was replaced with a Palestinian one, which is definitely the flag that should be up there. And I'm not sure, but I heard they might have replaced the Union flag with a red and black anarchist one. I can't wait to see the photograph. As we left, unfortunately, we did ask the police if they were going to arrest us for aggravated trespass, but they don't seem too keen on actually following the law, by being British police.
It might be that they know it's not lawful activity, though.
Well, we spoke to them about this, and they do agree that it's not lawful activity, but they don't seem to want to act on it, because, you know, they're only following orders, and of course we explained we'd like the order to go higher. Maybe we'll have to do a citizen's arrest at some time. Amos came down to speak to us, which is really nice. He's, you know, he's one of the managers of this company, and he's a lovely guy. I mean, not very talkative and looks a bit surly, but in his heart, he knows we're right. We'll definitely have to come back.
Very good. Did you actually get inside the depot?
We did. We got some quite good film from there.
All right. What sort of produce did you find inside?
Fruit, vegetables, flowers, herbs, stolen goods.
Really good, and there's footage, so we can look forward to seeing that on Indie Media quite soon.
Definitely.
So I'm one of a group who just invaded Carmel Agrexco's property, went into their warehouse, handed out leaflets to the workers, locked onto one of their trucks, and hoisted a Palestinian flag over the depot. They don't seem to want to prosecute us because they don't want the details of their business coming out in court, and that's because in 2004 a group of activists blockaded the depot, and there ensued a court case for aggravated trespass, where a judge ordered that Agrexco had to disclose details of the settlements on Palestinian land, occupied Palestinian land, that the company dealt with. Agrexco had to disclose details of those settlements, and they were exposed to a lot of public scrutiny and public anger about what they were doing. Since then, I think 5 similar actions have taken place where the company have refused to prosecute protesters who've disrupted their business because they don't want any more bad publicity. And what this company do, they export produce, fruit and veg, avocados, flowers, herbs, from settlements mainly in the Jordan Valley in the West Bank, which go to all the major supermarkets in the UK. When we were in the depot just now, we saw trucks from Tesco's, etc. We saw goods marked with going to Tesco's on the boxes. And these products are grown on stolen Palestinian land, on land which has been taken from the Palestinians by military conquest. Israeli settlers are able to get their produce to European markets in 48 hours, whereas Palestinian farmers' goods are left rotting in the fields because of the illegal Israeli checkpoints. They can't even get their goods to the market in Nablus. That's a local market a few miles away because of the apartheid restrictions. I was in the Jordan Valley earlier this year, and I went to a village called Fasail, where the Palestinians in the village are slowly being transferred out of the area. They're being forced out of the area because the Israeli army won't let them build any new houses within the area. The only thing... the only thing that that Palestinians are able to do in that area is work for Carmel Agretzko. They don't want to, and when you speak to them, they tell you that the best thing that you can do to support them is to campaign against companies like this. But that's the only livelihood that's left open to them at the moment because of the apartheid system. And I spoke to two children under the age of 12 who were working for Carmel Agretzko on illegal settlements for under 30 shekels a day. So this company really is involved in a sordid, grubby business, and we hope the campaign grows against them.
And you'll be back, will you?
Yeah, we said to the police, actually, that that unless they arrested us for aggravated trespass, then we'd have to come back. And they said they weren't allowed to play, so we'll be back.